Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, June 24th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Just because a relationship may end does not mean that the abuse ends.
Record number of cases of domestic abuse last year and major disruption for rail commuters this morning. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Women's Aid says it received a record number of disclosures about domestic abuse last year, with reports increasing by 33%. The organisation says its frontline services recorded more than 62,000 disclosures of abuse against women and children, including hundreds of reports of rape, stalking and non-fatal strangulation. Women's Aid says the figures reflect both the scale of domestic abuse in Ireland and greater awareness among victims of the supports available. CEO of Women's Aid, Sarah Benson, says the numbers are staggering.
We know that 35% of women in this country will be subjected to physical, psychological or sexual abuse by a partner, but also hopefully the fact that with more discussion of this issue and a greater invitation for victim survivors to come forward, that there are increasing numbers reaching out for specialist help.
There's major disruption for rail commuters in North Dublin this morning. Éireann Modéran says there will be no DART services between Malahide, Howth and Clontarf. The northern commuter services are also cancelled until further notice because of damage to overhead lines in Raheny. Bus transfers will operate between Connolly Station and Drogheda for enterprise customers. Meanwhile, Germany's railway services were brought to a halt following a nationwide IT issue last night. Deutsche Bahn says trains were held at stations for 2.5 hours last night because of a problem with the country's digital communication system. Some passengers were left completely stranded. The operator says the cause of the issue has now been fixed. Efforts to secure a longer-term agreement between the United States and Iran are continuing, with technical talks now underway. Despite signs of progress following negotiations in Switzerland, the two sides remain divided over nuclear inspections and sanctions. Meanwhile, fears of wider regional instability persist. Hezbollah has accused Israel of violating a ceasefire after two people were killed in a strike in southern Lebanon. 3 in 4 people without employer-sponsored health insurance are worried they won't be able to afford their cover over the next few years. That's according to a new survey by insurance advisors NFP Ireland, which found rising premiums are causing growing concern, particularly among older adults and women. The organisation says people should review their policies every year and shop around before deciding to cancel their health insurance cover. Patrick Brennan, Head of Health and Wellbeing at NFP, says it's a stressful bill for older people.
I guess it's because very often older adults, we're talking about retired people, where the income stream is not the same as it once was. And if you're relying on a private income and the state pension, health insurance, you know, is an expensive product. People do not like to cancel that direct debit, but it is one of the biggest spends they have.
The Children's Rights Alliance says children's safety online must come before advances in AI and the profits of big tech companies. It's calling on the government to strengthen proposed artificial intelligence legislation ahead of a debate in the Oireachtas. News Talk's Daniel Pitcher reports.
The Children's Rights Alliance says Ireland must do more to protect children from the risks posed by artificial intelligence. Ahead of an Oireachtas debate on AI regulation, the organisation says current proposals do not go far enough to safeguard young people. It warns that unregulated AI can contribute to the creation of child sexual abuse material, deepfake pornography and harmful online interceptors. The Alliance is urging the government to ensure the children's rights and safety are at the centre of new legislation, particularly as Ireland prepares to take on the presidency of the European Union.
Ishka Aaron says it doesn't foresee a hosepipe ban with the current warm weather. However, it is appealing to the public to make more of an effort to conserve water in the coming days. It's advising people to check for leaks and dripping taps, avoid running the tap and choose a shower over a bath. Margaret Attridge, operations manager at Ishka Aaron, says water treatment plants come under more pressure during warm weather.
During warm weather, we do see a significant spike in water usage, and that puts our treatment plants under pressure. We have had a lot of rain over the winter months. So our borehole sources and lake sources are really quite good across the country, but it's our treatment plants come under pressure when there is a big jump in usage on warm weather, with people out watering their gardens, you know, cleaning their driveways.
The government's being urged to do more to help older people remain in their own homes for longer. Charity Alone is launching its pre-budget submission today. It's warning older people risk being left behind unless extra supports are provided for in the budget. CEO of Alone, Sean Moynihan, says investment is needed to meet growing demand and ensure older people can age with dignity.
What we're trying to do is encourage the government to fix the foundations around the pension and the living alone allowance. What people may not know is that those living on their own, around 30% of them live below the poverty line. And even when people have the full pension and the household package, you still have an awful lot of people that are on or below that poverty line.
And in sport, England's hopes of topping Group L at the World Cup are in the balance after being frustrated by Ghana in a goalless draw. Thomas Tuchel's men will reach the last 32 if they avoid defeat against Panama on Saturday. Cristiano Ronaldo made history by becoming the first player to score in 6 World Cups, as his 2 goals helped Portugal beat Uzbekistan 5-0. Scotland aim to progress to the knockout stages for the first time when they take on Brazil in Miami tonight. US President Donald Trump, meanwhile, will hand over the World Cup trophy to the winners next month. FIFA President Gianni Infantino confirmed the pair would be together for the presentation ceremony in New Jersey. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.